Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, this is the Kingsman scene. Is this song playing when they're in the Kingsman scene?
Well done, sir. Look, I'm finally starting to get excited for the draft. It's only taken, I don't know, like 6 weeks or something. But I feel like today, for a draft that, you know, let's be real, it's been a little tough to talk. It's finally gotten kind of interesting. Coincides tomorrow night with the Sixers game 3. Now, the good news is, you know, the Sixers game should be over before the Eagles pick, even if the Eagles move up a little bit. But at a certain point, it could get tight and hairy. You know, if the Eagles move up, you know, seven picks, I mean, I guess that could be right when the Sixers game is about to end.
Didn't something similar play out in, when was the A.J. Brown trade?
2021
draft?
No,
it was the Sixers playoff
clincher. And they won.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won. And I think the game like went final as the A.J. Brown trade went down. So maybe it's a good omen.
I think, yeah, it was Toronto like game two or three, one of those things.
Yeah, it ended well for both parties.
That is right. And Ike had an all-time reaction when the Eagles got A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. His reaction to the draft party was just tremendous on the air. All right, let's listen to, speaking of reaction, Tyrese Maxey's reaction to the end. Matter of fact, let's just start with Stephen A. Smith. I got to hear this one more time. Stephen A., who's a Knicks fan, kept it real, and I appreciate this. Here's Stephen A. on the end of the debacle at Game 2.
I think that the Sixers were robbed, and I'm a Knicks fan. We know this.
Yeah.
Fair is fair. And here's what I'm saying. Tyrese Maxey was fouled.
Yeah.
I mean, you see me sitting courtside. I mean, it's what is it, 3 feet, Tim, to my left? I mean, he got slapped at least 2 to 3 times.
And the NBA, by the way, has admitted it with their last 2-minute report that they came out with yesterday. So Maxey was asked about that report and about the moment within the game at the end of game 2 with Ernie Johnson and the TNT crew last night. Here's what he said.
So that comes out, but on the day after, what does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be strong. I gotta be strong with the ball. I gotta be able to, like, when I get on the floor, I gotta be able to hug it and call a timeout. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, it happened. You gotta let it go. I mean, you can't dwell on it now. If we dwell on it, then, you know, in a couple days, we'll be down 0-3. But we don't wanna be down 0-3. You know what I mean? We know that we can still win this series. We gotta go out there and prove that to everybody, not just ourselves. And it starts today, letting that go. And then tomorrow at practice, and then, soon as the ball goes up on Thursday, being a tougher team, not just physically, but mentally as well. I mean, we still had a chance to win the game. I got my layup blocked, and then, you know, we missed a three at the end to tie. So we can't dwell on that. We can't leave the games in other people's hands. We got to go out there and take it.
I appreciate a lot of parts of his answers. Yeah.
I like that he focused on the word tougher. We need to be a tougher team, not just physically,
Bingo.
But mentally.
That was great, Sean.
Yeah.
It was. Look, can they still win this? Yeah, they can. Will they? I would tend to think probably not, but, you know, they got a shot. John, I got the Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in front of me here. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. So the poll question, who wins the series, Sixers or the Knicks? Where do you think people voted on this one, John?
Man, I get the feeling not a lot of people feel like I do on this one. I'm going to say 37% believe that the Sixers.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
It's 34%. All right, anyone else here going with the Sixers over the Knicks, other than John?
I mean, I picked the Knicks before this series.
Right, so. Devin, where are you?
I'll go with the Sixers.
You believe it?
Yeah, are you just doing
it? What was that?
What was that?
What was that? I'm throwing a piece of paper at that. That was the weakest answer.
Joe actually just threw a piece of paper. So,
half-hearted.
Give me some conviction. That's like Embiid.
I'll go.
Series while he's got his head down.
Okay, are you done? Are you done? May I speak?
Yes.
So, right after game two, I still, because just the way it all went down, I mean, the Sixers had improved on a lot of the things that they needed to improve on from the first game against the Knicks.
True.
It just didn't play out in their favor clearly at the end in that final 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I weirdly feel okay. And I actually like Embiid's comments after the game. I wish his head was up and he was, you know, looking at the reporters and the cameras. But either way, like, we want him to be a leader. I think he's hungry for it, especially after everything that went down in game two. I think they'll at least definitely win this next game coming up in Philly. I think they can do it. I don't know. I think they're the better overall team.
All right, look, everyone's reaction on all this, including, you know, the draft tomorrow, the Sixers tomorrow, the whole thing. Let's go to the phones, talk to Mario right now. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about the draft. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
It's probably not going to stay where he is, Howie. He's probably, everything I'm reading and hearing, he's going to move up. I'm not going to say that's a mistake, but me personally, I would like to see him move back a little bit and try to pick up that third round pick that they lost in the Kenny Pickett trade. And
well, I didn't know that was the third. That was a third rounder for Pickett.
I believe so.
I thought it was a fourth. I know they don't have a third rounder for sure, but I don't remember if that's the Pickett trade or not.
That was the Pickett trade. I could be wrong, but that was the Pickett trade, and they don't have a third round pick. That being said,
a fourth
even
for
if
Pickett.
They stay, even if they stay where they are,
or move
back a little bit in the first round, they're going to have a minimum of 12 to 15 players to choose from. There's a lot of talent there. And, Joe, you stole my thunder a little bit earlier about the second-round picks. They're valuable picks.
They are.
Howie has done a real good job in the second round. And they got two of them. I would absolutely not touch any of them and just, you know, take it as is, really, and keep those picks. I don't want to give up any of them because everybody knows how expensive and how valuable it is to move up in the NFL draft. It costs a lot. And the reason it costs a lot is because those draft picks are very valuable.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know? Mario, fantastic call. Give me an answer here for a fight scene in a movie. What do you think is the best of all time?
I got two. I'll give you one. How about my man Arnold and Predator?
Which scene? There's only about 5,000 scenes in that movie that involve a fight. So which one
are you going with? The one towards the end over there, where the predator
when he's hiding in the
where
he's camouflaged.
He's camouflaged, yeah.
Camouflaged, yeah.
All right, ooh. Richie's face is lit up upon that answer.
I mean, really, the last 30 minutes of the movie is just like one long chase fight scene. Really.
It is a fight. The
unbelievable
movie is a fight where the alien is camouflaged.
I love it. All right, look who's on the line. Of course, NFL draft coming up tomorrow night. Bill Warndell, part of the crew, years ago that created Our Lads. He's been all over draft coverage for many years. Obviously, great friend of Merrill's in the booth with Merrill and Mike every Eagles game. Good morning, Bill.
So the camera, John, Richie, James, Seltzer, and my favorite person, the young lady that works with you guys.
Well, she doesn't work for us. She works with us. But yes.
I basically work for them.
No, Devin does not work for us. Devin works with us.
So you're saying Rhea works for you?
I think that's what the implication was, yeah, but my point is I deny that implication. Hello, Bill.
I am doing great, guys.
Good, buddy.
Before we get to the draft, I have something to say.
Yes.
They honored a broadcaster or somebody with significance in the broadcast fraternity. Last year it was Fred Godelli at the Hall of Fame received the Pete Rozelle Award. I think it's long overdue that our own Merle Reese should get that award in the next couple of years, because 48 years in county, and I don't see him slowing down.
No, I agree, and that's great you're advocating for that, and I will second that advocation, Bill. All right, so, Bill, you've been all over the draft for years. Mm-hmm. From an Eagles standpoint at pick 22, what do you think they should do?
Well, I think you have to take the best player available. I know that's a stale line, but I think at 22, the best player available. Now, there's a lot of rumors about the Eagles moving up to 16 with Seattle. Seattle wants a retreat. But I think the best player available, if they can get an offensive lineman or a corner at that position, I think it would be a win-win-win for the Eagles. Another position that's really being overlooked. Now, I'm not going to take a defensive tackle or a nose tackle in the first round. But if you look at the depth of the defensive nose tackles on the Eagles or the defensive linemen, it is very, very shallow. So they've got to address that, because Jordan Davis is not going to be able to play 50 snaps a game.
You've
got to give him a blow, and you got to get a load in the middle.
Now, I will say that could, John, that could be a second or third rounder. Like a couple years ago, Benny Logan, he gave him 4 years. You know, it could be one of those types.
Yeah, and again, we constantly overlook Marlon Tuipulotu. We brought in this P.J. Mustafa guy this offseason. He is a nose tackle. They've also got Noah Ellis on the roster from college. He came here as a college free agent in 2022.
Yep.
Another nose tackle. They're loading up with these guys, and they're going to see who can show in camp. See if anyone can make a name for themselves.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you a quick question. So pushing aside just for one moment this current draft, the concept years ago that you and some friends came together with Our Lads, which really set the template for all sorts of other outlets to come up with their own publication or mock drafts, I mean, that had to be quite a moment in history. I mean, this draft thing has become a big thing, and you were a major trendsetter in it.
Well, here's what happened. I went to the draft from 1973 to 82, Jim Gallagher, the late PR guy, said we need a guy to hand in the car. So my first draft was 1973, Jerry Sizemore, Charlie Young. Jerry number three, Charlie number five. Then there were years when they traded away all their draft picks. I sat there and just looked around the room and saying, wow, maybe the Eagles. In 1979, they drafted a linebacker in the first round by the name of Jerry Robinson. Then Tom Hepler, who was the guy that started Our Lads, we started with 44 subscribers in 1983.
Wow.
They have over 10,000 subscribers today.
Good for you, man.
I love Our Lads.
Yeah.
I constantly, I depend on Our Lads.
Tremendous publication. It really is. All right, Bill, final thing here. If they stick at 22, who is a reasonable get at 22 that you think Eagles fans – would come to like a lot, that he would give the Eagles a good career? Again, you can't say someone that's going to be one at 12. If they're at 22, who should they get?
If J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle from Alabama, would be a good pick there. Tyler Guyton, the big offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Maybe a Nate Wiggins. I don't know about corners. Remember, if you look at their roster, they've got 12 corners now that Isaiah Rogers has been reinstated.
That's right.
So they got 12 corners right now. So I might pick a corner later. I'm going to give you a name of a corner that I really like. He's 6'4", 195 pounds, out of Oregon, Tyreek Jackson. I watched him during the season, watched him at the Senior Bowl. He was lights out, to say the least.
All right, Bill. Love it. Love you, Bill. Always good seeing you and talking to you. Thanks for calling in today, Bill. Love it, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there he is. Thanks, Bill Warndell. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So this is my thoughts on Embiid saying they're going to come back and win this. Wah, 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 wah. Charlie Brown teacher talk. I mean, this dude's never showed up in the playoffs. 0-2, you're going to come back. Let your play do the talking.
Well, that is the one thing. It's like, man, they've had so many cracks at it. He goes at it now. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, on one hand, I'm kind of enamored. But on the other hand, it's like, dude, go do something in the playoff that's meaningful before these kind of declarations.
Look, the order of things is a little bit mixed up. I appreciate that he's willing to go there. And I think he's going to go out there and dominate.
Okay, I will say this, James. Jimmy Rollins, 07. We're the team to beat. The Phillies had not done anything up until that point.
Well, that's the point, though.
And J-Roll backed it up.
They had no chances. No. Yeah.
Embiid... Well, no, they had a chance. 04, 05, 06, 07.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
But you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, it can happen.
They've been trying to knock on the door of the playoffs and kept falling short. Not totally dissimilar of a team that makes the playoffs but loses early.
Sure.
Look, we'll see.
For the draft, I really don't think there's a bad pick that would make me upset unless it's a quarterback or running back. Every other position on the team, I could see them and why they want to take them. Now, if they trade up for a specific person, that'll get me very excited.
Well, hold on. Au contraire. First off, what if they draft someone from North Dakota State? You'll be upset. Second off, what if they draft the next Jalen Reagor? You'll be upset. So, wait, I blanket statement here from caller guy saying that nothing can make me upset, but those two positions? Nah. Not sure.
I've got a lot of faith in really the
too
the
much
front
faith.
Office.
Too much faith.
I've got the answer to the Sixers problem. Get a new owner. You know, somebody like Jeff Lurie when he took over for Norman Golfbag Brayman. This guy's a carpetbagger. I hate him.
Well, I'm not a fan either. I'm not a fan of Josh Harris.
Can we please stop relating Joel Embiid to the flu game? Can we please just stop talking about the flu game in reference to an actual physical injury? He's on one leg. He doesn't have diarrhea. Because of pizza, get over it.
I think the guy's conflating
issues.
Yeah,
I think he got confused.
People were talking about Max.
Yeah.
So,
not Embiid.
So, my man, let me just, if you're going to assess people's assessments,
get some facts and come back and see me.
And with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, I need a ruling here. The more famous diarrhea scene in basketball history. Is it Paul Pierce in the 08 finals when there was a diarrhea incident on the court and he stayed down on the floor and acted like he was dead and his knee had blown up and they had to wheelchair him off the floor? And then he came back like he was freaking Willis Reed and helped him win game one. All right, is it that, which was unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
Or Bobby Hurley in the championship game in 1990 against UNLV,
rough,
running on and off and on and off and on and off the court.
And then to be just totally sold out by your coach after the fact when
that
explaining why you were on and off.
That was incredible. All right, let's go to Tom in Middletown. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
Nothing like some good diarrhea talk, Tom.
That's what we love
when you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst, Tom.
I got nausea, something, indigestion, something else.
Diarrhea.
That commercial is tremendous.
I love it. The Pepto-Bismol is
there's
so good.
There's choreography good. Now.
It's a great commercial.
All right, hello, Tom.
Okay. Hey, what a difference today makes, Joe. If the Sixers could rebound as well as you did today, we'll be okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, I am, after all,
the hammer!
And we'll see if Joel's got the fortitude that the hammer has.
Oh. All right, real quick, Sixers point here. I think what's killing us is our bench. Is it unrealistic for me to expect at least 15 points from
the
bench?
No,
not at all.
No.
Okay. Well, game one, we had 7 points. Game two, 10 points.
Man.
You bring them up to 15 points, we win both those games.
True. I will say this one thing, though, Tom. While I also have my eye on the bench, I have my eye more on Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris.
You bet. In the playoffs, the bench shrinks. You know, you need seven or eight guys in the playoffs, and that's it.
Tom, I heard a national guy yesterday, and he probably doesn't maybe watch a ton of Sixers, would be my guess. I heard him refer to Kelly Oubre as not a good offensive player. Like, that's not true. Like, Kelly Oubre is a skilled, very talented offensive player. Now, listen, I know he's expending a lot of energy on the defensive end, and I appreciate that. I think he's playing good defense. But, like, this team requires him to score at least 15 points. I want to get some 20s, and I want the occasional 25 because it's in his game. He has that as part of his repertoire. Go do it. I mean, I cannot get single digits from Kelly Oubre. That's not acceptable. I mean, think of it this way, Tom. He won the poll. We did a poll last week. Who's the Sixers' third best player? He won the poll going away. He had like 70% of the vote. So, dude, let's go. It's time to play ball, man. And by the way, if you don't, this is why you're going to get another veteran minimum next year. Like, Kelly Oubre should be making $10 million a year in the NBA. No one ever gave it to him. Why? Maybe because of these kind of things. It's time for him to step the hell up. Tom, give me an answer. Give me a great fight scene in a movie we're going to turn to. We're going to move fast.
Okay, I'm going to go to the movie Raging Bull. The scene is the final fight between Jake LaMotta and Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Where Jake is, his knees are buckling, he's getting killed, blood and sweat are spilling everywhere, and he's holding onto the rope, refusing to go down. And at the end of the scene, they go right in onto the rope, and they see the blood dripping.
Unbelievable, and obviously from a true story. Tom, appreciate that. We're moving fast. Best fight scene of all time. Jeremy, give me the scene. Give me the fight.
Happy Gilmore and Bob Barker.
Ooh.
Yo, great answer.
Pretty good. Pretty good answer. Let's get one more. David in Wilmington. David, the best fight scene ever.
I'm going to have to go with The Matrix. Neo fighting all the Smiths.
Well, that's a good one, too.
That's
Matrix
right.
2. Yeah.
You got it.
Awesome.
We got to come up with a winning answer. What are we going with here?
I love The Matrix, guys.
That's great. That's a good answer. He said Matrix. It's Matrix 2. I don't know if we ding for that or not.
Yeah, different than what Seltzer was saying, just to be clear.
Oh, very different. Yes.
Yeah.
Different movie.
All right, so we got Kill Bill. We got The Bronx Tale. We got Bob Barker in Sandler.
I love that, too.
I love the Bob Barker
answer. Sandler.
It's not enough of a fight scene, though. It's not long enough for my liking. I mean, I like it's what's that, probably 10 to 15 seconds? They roll around a couple times.
Well, it's like a line, like.
No, but they roll around a little bit.
Yeah, they argue and then they roll around.
I need more. Like, I would go with the Bronx Tale for sure over Bob Barker. You guys tell me that. You've seen all these movies, Seltzer. I haven't.
So what are the – give me the best ones again.
I mean, you got the Kingsman. You got
Kingsman's good.
Kingsman is it?
Whatever.
Awesome.
You got Pulp Fiction. You got Kill Bill 2. You got Kill Bill 1. You got Rocky 4 against Drago. What are we doing here?
I mean, just pure fight scene, The Matrix – 2 scene is probably the best.
The one the guy just said?
I mean, that scene's amazing. Yeah.
The scene that should have been said was Mayo versus Richard Gere versus Lou Gossett Jr., Officer and Gentleman. Not
Richie, what do you think? You think Matrix?
I think Matrix.
Yeah, I do
Matrix
too.
Changed the way I view fights.
Devin, does that work?
Sure. It's iconic. Why not?
I didn't know if this is another throwaway line.
Totally was. She's like, just do whatever you want.
Sure.
All right. Congratulations to whoever the heck. Who said that, the last caller?
Yeah, you're the one who writes them down, Joe.
There's too many for me to track.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.